Already coming, you just have to align. That's divine positioning. Mm-hmm. That's divine positioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the why isn't clear, you're not lost in the dark, you're being drawn near. You're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. Stay thankful for exactly where you stand. Something's already moving, already planned. That's not luck, that's not chance, that's not random at all. Stay grateful, stay open, and watch what falls into place. Right on time, right on time. Divine, divine.
Walt Whitman said, "Keep your face always toward the sun, and shadows will fall behind you." Grand Rising Freedom Crusader, this is Ashley Casper rising with you on the Grow Rich Mastermind. We are gathered here to remind each other of what is possible in this life and learning the foundation of what is required to create a life of more freedom and abundance. Today is May 6th. 2026, and our enthusiastic host and the founder of this amazing call, Paul Hutchings, will be with us in just a bit. Paul Hutchings is a former call center cubicle worker who went from living in a 1984 single-wide trailer house to retiring debt-free in his early 40s. He has been a top producer in the home business profession since 2009, and he has co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. His main passion and business is to help lead the Freedom Crusade by inspiring and empowering others to achieve their financial goals and dreams in life. And before we hear from Paul this morning, I want to hear from all of you Freedom Crusaders this morning. As I unmute the lines, please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Cat, North Texas.
Hey,
good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, Ashley. Hi, Albie.
Good morning, Kat.
Hi, Albie.
Kat. Hello.
Hey, you guys.
That sounded amazing.
Oh,
I think I heard Paul already. Grand Rising Paul.
What's up, everybody? Grand and happy rising.
Ashley, what's going on?
What's going on?
Steve Scoresby, Utah.
Hey, Steve. Hey, good to see you this morning.
Nice to see you, Steve.
Grand and happy rising.
Hey, Minister Christian. Good morning.
Minister Christian.
Hey, Minister Christian.
You sound amazing.
AKA honey butter on your biscuit, Minister Christian.
Paul Wall.
Get your biscuits ready.
What's up, LB?
Alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic.
What's going
hey,
on?
Gail. Good morning, Gail.
Gail, woo!
Yes, me. Rising Gail. Woo.
Oh, I am lucky to be rising today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being here.
Good morning from South Florida.
Where's Booker?
Hello, hello from South Florida.
On up from Orlando.
All right. The countdown is on.
Angela, amazing. Where are you?
Hey, Rita Joy, Mama Jody.
Hey, Rita Joy, Mama Jody. All right, everybody.
Rita Joy.
It is the top of the hour. Are y'all ready for Paul Hutchings?
Oh, yeah.
The L.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Brother Paul, we hear you.
Yes, sir, you.
All right, give me just 1 second here.
Oh, that's an oxygen. Is it called your oxygen
to go low?
Oh,
let's see.
Let's
I'm
go.
On okay, hold on. One second, guys. One
it's
second.
Yeah.
Rita,
hey,
Rita,
hey,
Rita,
hey, 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 hey,
all right,
hey, 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 hey
Happy Wednesday!
Lori Sue, we love you. Happy Wednesday!
Thank you for the call.
Mercy, how are you doing?
Albie.
Lori Sue. Where are you?
I don't think Paul
knows. Hey,
Kale. You guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Best Paul ever.
Angela.
Justin.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. We will get started. Looks like Paul may be having some technical issues this morning. So.
Grand Rising Family is Angela Macy to Northern California.
There you are, Angela Amazing. We've been waiting for you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Apologize for the delay. I have some new headphones, and I wanted to get them connected properly to see how they work. So thank you for indulging. And Ashley, thank you for the great introduction. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. It's another great day to be alive, another great day to be awake, conscious, open, receiving, willing, striving, goaling, moving forward to create great things in the world. One of the things we're creating in this community is freedom. That's our vision, freedom through principle-centered leadership. So we come together every day, Monday through Friday, to study ideas that help with that. And along the way, we learn great ideas for helping us to cope with the day, to cope with the negativity that pops up here and there, to cope with the little challenges and setbacks that pop up. And I love this call. I love what it does for me. I love the community. I love how you lift me up and inspire me and make me happy. As a matter of fact, Lori Sue, got to give Lori Sue a special shout out. She's recently been creating some awesome songs. She created one called Divine Positioning, and it's a great little tune with some great, what I feel to be, harmonious lyrics, harmonious in the sense that they are in alignment not just with the sounds of the music, but maybe with the sounds of the infinite. And I've been listening to some of her music, and it's just brought so much clarity, so much peace, so much good feeling. And I want to say thank you, Lori Sue, for creating that. And the song that she made called Divine Positioning, you know, part of it is about you know, slowing down, getting in touch with gratitude. That's a big part of the song. She quotes Wallace Wattles and Napoleon Hill in that song. You know how Wallace Wattles says that gratitude is the divine connector. It's how we get into the best connection with the infinite, or as Wallace Wattles calls it, formless substance. She quotes Napoleon Hill to the effect of gratitude is the starting point of faith or something like that. And anyways, I was listening to that and thinking about the name. I was thinking, divine positioning, that's about a million times better than lock your spot, get in now before it's too late. You know, some of these scarcity messages that are sometimes out in the marketplace. And I was thinking about how the best positions don't ever seem to be locked out. The best positioning, you know, if it's worth having, it is probably going to be there when the timing is right, I think, is kind of how I look at it. I don't feel like the universe, I don't feel like God locks us out of things or says, you know, only two spots available for abundance. You know, better be one of the first two to claim these first two spots. I like the idea, and it feels true to me that abundance is available to all of us. In fact, we're all living in abundance if you really think about it. That leads me to Lori Sue's other song that she made about breathing, believe it or not. It's just about breathing. But there were so many cool little notes in that song, like each breath is like a little love note to your body, and just kind of highlighting the miracle of breath. The fact that every breath we take provides us with what we need to live for a second or two until the next breath. And that those breaths just happen constantly in the background, all while we're living, rarely ever even thinking about the breath. And if you were out of breath and you needed to buy some and you would die if you couldn't get any, how much would you pay for more oxygen? You know, you pay all that you have to live a few more minutes, to live another day. And so when we say that we're living in abundance, that's one part of it. We have so many things that are happening to sustain us and move us forward. The sunlight that comes down upon every person on the planet every day and gives life to the plants and the trees and the flowers. Abundance is there with oxygen. Abundance is there with the sun. Abundance is just everywhere. The things that happen in our body that we never think of, our digestive system, our heartbeat, the feet that we use to walk around every day. There's that quote that says, I cried because I had no shoes until I met the one that had no feet. And it's that contrast that sometimes brings us back into sharp awareness of all of the things that we have right now with us. And that's a feeling of abundance. I think it's a good thing to sit with that and to feel that. We were on a mastermind this week, and one of the trainers, Diane, was talking about how when you make money, there's a feeling, there's an aura inside of you and also around you where you don't have to connect with someone and say, hey, I'm making a lot of money. You know, you don't have to do that because the way that you carry yourself will communicate that without any words, and people will feel that. And I think that's true. As I was thinking about my state of being from back when I used to not have success in my business, I used to be well acquainted with the pattern of failure in my business journey. Failure meaning I wanted to make money, I joined a business to make money, I didn't make money, quit the business, wanted to make money, joined another business to make money, didn't make the money, quit the business. Then there's this pattern. Guys, I joined 17 different companies, you know, in the home business space. And that's crazy to think about when I say that number. It's like, holy cow, what were you thinking? You know? Well, I was thinking I wanted to be successful, and I was just doing the best I could with what was in front of me to try to figure it out. But I remember, you know, going through all those first initial companies and the feeling of not having money, it certainly was a feeling that kind of, no matter what I tried to do, would carry over into how I showed up and presented myself. In my story that I sometimes tell, where I talk about how before I had this key transformation moment, the thought that dominated my brain was, I hope this will work. Please let this be the one that will work. You know, is this one going to be the one that is going to work? So it's almost like a question that's in your mind. And so if you have a question in your mind, like, you know, Booker says 1% doubt and you're out, you know? And so if your state of being is questioning prosperity subconsciously, maybe you don't even realize it's happening, but you're kind of walking around and connecting with people as a little bit of a question mark versus a period. I don't know if I want to say exclamation point, because I don't know if we want to yell at people with how we walk around in life, but you know what I mean. Like, when you make money, there's just a period at the end of you where you are just, I'm good. You know, I got this. I'm in it. I'm in the money. I'm in the abundance. And that does affect how you carry yourself. So the paradox, though, is if you're not in the money, in the thing that you want to be in the money in yet, how do you convert from being a question mark, wishing, hoping, praying, wondering if it might work, How do you convert from that to a period? Well, one way is to do what we kind of just did together, to realize that there is abundance around us now. We are living in abundance now, regardless of the digits on our bank account balance. We are all living in abundance now. No amount of money is worth more than another hug from your child. No amount of money is worth more than another peaceful night's sleep where you wake up in the morning and the gift of consciousness floods your being. No amount of money is worth that. So the truth is, we are all living in abundance. And Lori Sue and her music and Minister Christian and his honey butter and Ashley Casper and her abundant, vibrant, beautiful art that brings truth to picture, and so many others I can mention with the things that we study, help me to touch that on a daily basis, to feel the love, you know, to feel the love and the abundance, and it carries me forward through my day, and it recharges me, because we all need to recharge, don't we? I don't know, maybe you're a superhuman, but for me, sometimes, like the other day, I was on the call, and it was amazing, and I was feeling so good, and the morning was so right, and music was bouncing behind my steps as I walked into the house to wake my kids up for school, and everything was good, you know, good vibes rolling. And then I interacted with one of my kids who just gave me a whole big heap of hassle and drained my battery. My battery was on full charge, and he sucked it right down to 3%. And that all happened within the course of 2 hours. You know, so it's like, man, we need the recharge. I need the recharge. Like, I'm here to recharge, and I thank you guys for helping me and everyone here recharge on a daily basis. So anyway, I'm going to unmute the lines, and we're going to get on with it. I do want to know if you are excited to be here, if you're grateful for the gift of another day, if you're excited to more fully realize that you are living in abundance now, and you can carry that forward with you as a period on your being. Let's hear how you're feeling as we unmute the lines right now. Well, you guys sound amazing. Thank you for that. Quick announcements, our book of the month this month. And I made an executive decision. I'm not really an executive, but I made the decision anyway to stretch out the book of the month from last month over into this coming month, called The Book of Elon. And the reason I decided that is because as I'm actually going through it the second time now, and I'm jotting down all of the key ideas and notes that I want to remember, I'm just realizing that there's so much good thinking in this book, so many good thinking patterns in this book that I think can really help us all in whatever business we might happen to be building. One little humorous quote from this morning: I have a habit of biting off more than I can chew and just sit there with chipmunk cheeks. That made me laugh. You know, but, you know, that's an illustration of one of the principles that we study here, initiative and leadership, you know, where you are just as much as you can striving to be useful, striving to do useful work, striving to serve in whatever way we can serve, to where sometimes we might feel like we have chipmunk cheeks. And that's probably a good thing if you got chipmunk cheeks, because you know what? You can always spit some out. You can always chew some up and take a gulp and then bite off some more, right? So anyway, that'll be the book of the month again for this month. Enemy of character this month is indecision. And lest we forget that this stuff is timeless, there was a quote that I read this morning from the Book of Elon, and let's see if I can find it here real quick. Here it is. If there were two options, this was when they were building PayPal. If there were two options and one wasn't obviously better than the other, rather than spend time trying to pick which one was slightly better, we would just pick one and go. Better to pick a path and keep moving than to vacillate endlessly on a decision. That's directly from the wealthiest person on the planet right now, confirming that indecision, not a great strategy for forward life progress. So, free gift for you if this is your first time on the call. We'd love to give you the Mastermind Collection, which is the set of books that we study on the call. Just get back with whoever invited you here today, and they will get you a free copy of that. It's all digital, so don't have to worry about paying for anything there. Even though the information is invaluable, I think, it has been invaluable to me, helping me to have a life philosophy that moves me forward and tends to help me find success. That's what those books can do, so definitely recommend getting those. We have a live event coming up. Check out hbafreedomfest.com if you want to learn about that. We're going to be in Branson, Missouri. And with that, I want to ask Angela Amazing to come on out and help us with the major definite purpose, self-confidence formula. Angela, are you
Brand
here?
Brand rising, Brother Paul.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. How you doing, sister?
Absolutely amazing. My Grow Rich family, I salute the divinity in you. My major definite purpose. It is now on or before, and I have in my possession, which has come to me from time to time over the interim. In return for this, I happily gave the most effective service in which I was capable of rendering in the fullest possible quantity in the best possible quality of service in the capacity of a Freedom Crusader. I know that I have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It was awaiting transfer to me all along. At the time and the proportion I delivered the services I intended to render in return for it. I am so grateful that I have received these plans by which to achieve these desires. And I am following these plans as they are received. And there's being more and more plans received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards this attainment. And I here and now promise to render such actions. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind are reproducing themselves outwardly into physical action and gradually transforming themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person that I am, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that amazing person. Third, I know that through the principles of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind is now seeking expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will continue to endeavor until I have developed self-sufficient confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built under truth and justice. Therefore, I only engage in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, and egotism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I have signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and I am repeating it out loud at least twice a day with faith that it is gradually influencing my thoughts and my actions so that I am an even more self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, I do ask for more riches and for world wisdom for to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and to direct my own mind and thoughts to whatever ends that I might desire
in alignment with your will for my life, to prosper and to be in health, even as my soul prospers, according to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, in the divine's name, amen, so be it. Back to you, my brother Paul, and I love you, my Grow Rich family. Yes. The virus is here.
It is here now. Yes.
It is here now.
Love and appreciate you so much. You're amazing, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that. Friends and Freedom Crusaders, let's let Angela know how much we appreciate her.
Oh, yeah.
Angela, you're amazing. All right. Thanks, everybody. Let's go ahead and get into the reading for today. We are in The Science of Getting Rich, Chapter 10, Further Use of the Will. You cannot retain a true and clear vision of wealth if you are constantly turning your attention to opposing pictures, whether they be external or imaginary. Do not tell of your past troubles of a financial nature if you have had them. Do not think of them at all. Do not tell of the poverty of your parents or the hardships of your early life. To do any of these things is to mentally class yourself with the poor for the time being, and it will certainly check the movement of things in your direction. Put poverty and all things that pertain to poverty completely behind you. You have accepted a certain theory of the universe as being correct and are resting all your hopes of happiness on its being correct. What can you gain by giving heed to conflicting theories? Do not read books which tell you that the world is soon coming to an end, and do not read the writing of muckrakers and pessimistic philosophers who tell you that it is going to the devil. The world is not going to the devil. It is going to God. It is a wonderful becoming. And here's a thought. If you thought the world was going to end and that it's all going to pot, how motivated would you be to plant a tree? And I think that's part of the essential point, is an optimistic view of the future leads to optimistic actions in your life, where you plant today for a harvest tomorrow. This is one reason it is so important to not let these negative prophecies, but they're not even prophecies, right? It's not a prophecy unless it actually comes true. These negative forecasts affect our mindset and our state of being. True, there may be a good many things in existing conditions which are disagreeable, but what is the use of studying them when they are actually passing away, and when the study of them only tends to slow their passing and keep them with us? Why give time and attention to things which are being removed by evolutionary growth when you can hasten their removal only by promoting the evolutionary growth as far as your part of it goes? And I'm also reminded of the phrase, what you focus on expands. What you focus on expands. Interesting thing to think about. What would happen if you focused like ultra, to quote Elon, ultra hardcore focus, right? Ultra hardcore focus on a goal we have or a project we have. What would happen? What would be tuned out as a result? And what would be tuned in as a result of that focus? No matter how horrible and seeming may be the conditions in certain countries, sections, or places, you waste your time and destroy your own chances by dwelling on them. You should interest yourself in the world's becoming rich. Think of the riches the world is coming into instead of the poverty it is growing out of. And bear in mind that the only way in which you can assist the world in growing rich is by growing rich yourself through the creative method, not the competitive one. Give your attention wholly to riches. Do not focus on poverty. Whenever you think or speak of those who are poor, think and speak of them as those who are becoming rich, as those who are to be congratulated rather than pitied. Then they and others will catch the inspiration and begin to search for the way out. Because I say that you are to give your whole time and mind and thought to riches, it does not follow that you are to be sordid or mean. To become really rich is the noblest aim you can have in life, for it includes everything else. On the competitive plane, the struggle to get rich is a godless scramble for power over others. But when we come into the creative mind, all this has changed. All that is possible in the way of greatness, of service, and lofty endeavor comes by way of getting rich, because all is made possible by the use of things. You can aim at nothing so great or noble, I repeat, as to become rich, and you must fix your attention upon your mental picture of wealth to the exclusion of all that may tend to dim or obscure the vision. Some people remain in poverty because they are ignorant of the fact that there is wealth for them, and these can be best taught by showing them the way to affluence in your own person and practice. Others are poor because while they feel that there is a way out, they are too intellectually indolent to put forth the mental effort necessary to find that way and travel it. For these, the very best thing you can do is to arouse their desire by showing them the happiness that comes from being rightly rich. Still, others still are poor because while they have some notion of science, they have become so swamped and lost in the maze of theories that they do not know which road to take. They try a mixture of many systems and fail in all. For these, again, the very best thing to do is to show the right way in your own person and practice. An ounce of doing things is worth a pound of theorizing. The very best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself. You can serve God and humanity in no more effective way than by getting rich. That is, if you get rich by the creative method and not by the competitive one. Another thing. We assert that this book gives in detail the principles of the science of getting rich, and if that is true, you do not need to read any other book on the subject. This may sound narrow and egotistical, but consider, there is no more scientific method of computation in mathematics than by addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. No other method is possible. There can be but one shortest distance between two points. There is only one way to think scientifically, and that is to think in the way that leads by the most direct and simple route to the goal. No one has yet formulated a briefer or less complex system than the one set forth here. It has been stripped of all non-essentials. When you commence on this, lay all others aside. Put them out of your mind altogether. Read this book every day. Keep it with you. Commit it to memory, and do not think about other systems and theories. If you do, you will begin to have doubts and to be uncertain and wavering in your thought. And then you will begin to make failures. After you have made good and become rich, you may study other systems as much as you please. And read only the most optimistic comments on the world's news, those in harmony with your picture. Also, do not dabble in theosophy, spiritualism, or kindred studies. Perhaps the dead still live and are near, but if they are, let them alone. Mind your own business. Wherever the spirits of the dead may be, they have their own work to do, and we have no right to interfere with them. We cannot help them, and it is very doubtful whether they can help us or whether we have any right to trespass upon their time if they can. Let the dead and the hereafter alone and solve your own problem. Get rich. That felt like a blunt line. Solve your own problem. Get rich. If you begin to mix with the occult, you will start mental cross currents, which will surely bring your hopes to shipwreck. Now, this and the preceding chapters have brought us to the following statement of basic facts. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in the substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in thought, and by impressing thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing thought about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He or she must form a clear mental picture of the things wanted and hold this picture in thought with the fixed purpose to get what is wanted and the unwavering faith that the faithful mind does get what is wanted, closing the mind against all that may tend to shake purpose, dim vision, or quench faith. And in addition to all this, we shall now see that he or she must live and act in a certain way. And we'll get to that tomorrow. That'll be chapter 11. Really interesting, chapter. One thing that bubbled up for me, and then we'll open up the lines for the mastermind where hopefully you'll share what bubbled up for you. This also comes from the Book of Eli. He was talking about creation, and specifically when it comes to creating products. And he used a metaphor. He said, it's almost like in the beginning, you have a blurry, pixelated picture. And you do a pass-through where you do one creation or one iteration. And then that picture becomes a little bit more clear. And then you do another pass through, another iteration, and then that picture sharpens a bit. And then you do another iteration, and you keep passing over it until finally the thing you're creating becomes perfectly clear and as close to perfect as possible. So the idea there was, it didn't seem like it was you envision something in your mind, it's perfectly clear, and then out it pops, but rather you envision something in your mind. And maybe it's a little not clear in the beginning, but you have a general direction, and then you start moving and iterating. And as you move and iterate, not only does the vision become more clear, but the set of actions required to move closer to that vision become more clear. And one other thought that's related to what Wallace Wattles was saying in this book, where he said there is no more direct path than this. I think this is a good thing for us to think about. Where we all have somewhere we want to go, and we're all where we're at right now. So it's almost like if you can imagine a timeline, there is, and I don't even know if a timeline is the right visualization, because like if you imagine a timeline like from left to right, and then you put yourself on the left, and then you put your goal on the right, and then you imagine progress is moving from left to right on that timeline, that assumes that there's only one path to get there. But what seems to be more accurate is, we'll compare it to a mountain, where we're all at the bottom of a mountain, and the top of the mountain is where we want to go. Now, when we look at the top of the mountain, we realize that there are actually different ways we can go. We can take a tour, we can take the scenic route, we can stop and camp for a night, we can, you know, do all these things on the mountain that are different from the straight line, straight up the mountain. There are many different paths. And I think goal achievement is like that. There are many different paths. And what Wallace Wattles is saying, I think, is there's only one direct straight path that is going to get you there as quick as possible. And what he seems to be saying is, imagine where you're going, hold that in your mind, and then every day take steps toward that vision. But the thing that I was thinking about from the book of the month is there's this algorithm that Elon has that he uses to think, and he teaches this throughout his companies. I've heard him say this many times on different podcasts, and then it was written about in the book. And the algorithm was make the requirements less dumb. Are there constraints that you imagine are there that are dumb or that don't need to be there? Like, do you think you have to do it in a certain way? Do you think you have to follow a certain set of rules that when you question them, you find out that, no, actually, I don't need to follow this certain set of rules? I think that's what make the requirements less dumb are. And then after that, the next step is delete. And one thing I've heard him talk about is they have many times created things and automated things that they then later realized shouldn't even have been in existence in the first place. So then they went back and deleted. So are there things we can delete? Are there things we think we have to do that actually we don't have to do? I've noticed this in people. Myself too. And I don't know what it is. I think, I don't know. Napoleon Hill says fear of success is a thing. And fear of failure is a thing. And I think sometimes on an unconscious level, that fear causes us to invent activities that help us to feel like we're making progress, but in actuality, we're not making progress, or we're taking the scenic route instead. This happens a lot, you know, where it's like there's a straight path to this goal, but instead of walking the straight path, I'm going to instead walk this path, that path, the other path, the other path, the other path. Ooh, how about this path over here? Ooh, how about this path over here? And that's fine if that's what we want to do, but I think it is a thing that we sometimes create work for ourselves that doesn't need to be done. So that's where the delete part comes. Delete the things that do not need to be there. Vigorously analyze what we're doing. Is it essential? Does it even need to be done? If not, delete and follow the straight path as much as possible. So make the requirements less dumb. Delete. And then the next one is simplify and optimize. So are there things that we're doing now that could be more simple? And then the next step is automate. So let's say we go through the first few steps and we've got something that's working. Are there things we could do to automate that? And then the last step is accelerate. So improve the speed. Anyway, I like those steps and I like to think about them. And I think those steps can be applied to help us do what Wallace Waddell seems to be saying to do, which is imagine where you want to go, clarify the picture, and find the straightest line possible, and then follow it, follow it, follow it. So those are my thoughts. I'm excited to hear what's on your mind. Keep in mind this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are a part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. And here we go. What's going on? Who's first? Star 6, come on out.
Oh, whoa, it's Albie.
My brother, what are you doing?
I'm just listening to you.
I'm sorry.
Having a lot of fun listening to you. And I just want to let you know, I've been really enjoying it. Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. And I'm really, really happy to hear the new songs that Lori Sue's been putting out and can't wait to hear those. And listening to you talk about Elon and the Book of Elon and all these cool ideas and the fastest way between two points and getting rid of dumb things. That's always a good idea. And automating, I love it. I just want to let you know I appreciate you and appreciate the call this morning, appreciate everything. And, you know, I just wanted to share one kind of funny thing. I was building my website this last couple of days for my team, and I was using some of the AI that you have in the system, and it was telling me all this stuff, and I could have swore. I was like, man, that sounds like Paul.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
it was a good thing. But I almost felt like you were telling me directly. I was like, man, he set up that AI pretty good. Anyway, Paul, I'll let
awesome.
You know.
Thanks, Albie. Appreciate that. Love you, man.
Hey, Paul.
Star 6.
Scoresby.
Hello. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Rick from Florida. Contemplating on when you were talking about, you know, in the beginning, you know, you've gone through your 17 business failures, and I was just curious what, if you maybe could comment more on what kept you going up to the point where in your current business, ready to press launch on maybe the 18th one, and that was the one, and maybe just some thoughts around that and your reflections.
Yeah, thank you. Great question. I think in the beginning, so there was a time where many of the things I was joining were producing nothing, so no money. And what kept me going in the early days was A, the vision of freedom. I really did believe that freedom was possible and that residual income was important. And I really didn't like my job, and I really didn't like the idea of having someone telling me what to do for the rest of my life. And all of those things combined with the belief that I knew I could learn things, which meant that even though I'm failing now, if I learn some things and get better, I can reduce the failure. I think those things, those kept me good. And then also community, you know, like being around people that were inspiring me and showing me the path ahead, you know, I think that was really, really important. And then when I started to have some success, meaning I started to make some money, but then things kept not working out, I would try to notice why it didn't work. And then I would think to myself, well, if I can just find something that doesn't have this problem, then it will be better. And then I would move on to another thing. And then lo and behold, a different problem would appear. And so I think just the realization that as long as we can find things to remove that are holding us back, problems, and as long as we can still find things that we can do, grow and do better than we've done in the past, then there's always hope to keep moving forward, you know, and, you know, create success. So those are the things that come to mind, Steve. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks. That's a great answer.
Yeah. It's good to hear you today. My fellow, are you in Idaho or did you move?
We are down in Utah now.
Okay. All right. You went to the dark side. That's okay. I still love you. I'm just kidding. We got an Idaho-Utah rivalry.
Yeah, my in-laws still live up in there at Idle Falls, so we get up there several times a year to visit and still enjoy being up there.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here, Steve. And I think I heard Mark coming out. Mark, was that you?
No, this is Rick in Florida.
Oh, Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. These calls, man, you're so relatable. It's just like, I swear that you're reading my mind when I'm on these calls. Because you talk about shiny object syndrome. Man, I was a shiny object syndrome too many years, way too many years, you know?
Yeah.
And again,
you're in good company.
I can relate. What's that?
I said you're in good company. If I'm in good company, then you're in good company.
No, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you too, could you name that song that you said the first part of this call?
So the best way to find it, it was called Divine Positioning. But if you go to Suno, have you heard of Suno, the AI music platform?
No, I have Spotify.
Are you in our social media group?
Yeah, I believe so. Is that the group that's at 11?
We have an app. Are you in the app?
Yeah, I believe I am. I'm new at this.
Okay. I posted the songs in the social media area. So if you just click on social on the left side of the app, if you're in desktop, and I can tag. What's your last name, Rick?
Rockwell, Rockwell.
Oh, yeah, I know you. I got it. Rick Rockwell. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll tag you in them so you can just listen directly.
Cool. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've known each other for a few years.
Yes, we have.
That's a matter of fact, we actually met in person in Orlando years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's how long. That's how long ago it's been, Paul. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're still together.
I met you and Mike that weekend.
Oh, cool. Well, hopefully you'll be able to make it out to Freedom Fest and we can see you again.
Well, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
It'd be great to see you.
I think
again,
I heard,
Paul.
Likewise, Rick. Thanks for coming out today. I think I heard Lori Sue coming out. Was that you, Lori Sue?
You're right. It was me, Lori Sue. How are you? I love you. I also have a YouTube channel, so I'm putting all the music on there, and that way some I don't create in Suno now. Figured out other ways, and putting them up as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, VidIQ is had me change thumbnails and things like that. So the actual titles. Well, I guess that doesn't matter. The titles don't exist. You can find all the music there. So, and it's just under Lori Nathurda instead of Lori Sue Nathurda. So I don't know. Maybe I could post that in the group too. But I just want to say thank you for liking the music. Chase called me yesterday and we talked too. And I was saying, well, you know, it's kind of made it for me in a way. It was really selfish, right? But no, I just like was having so much fun with it. I originally started by writing a song for one of my sons because I found this little Valentine card that I wrote to him when he was just 12 and he's like 32 now, you know. But I found that card and it had just a really cute poem in there. And I was like, wow, I wrote that. Wow. So I put it in and then that got me started. But yeah, I just started listening to the songs myself because it's hard to find music on the radio and stuff that's uplifting. I mean, it's out there, but yeah. And then just people were saying, hey, oh, I think it was Ashley that said, put it on the call, you know, put it in our broadcaster. And then it just went from there. And I'm just thrilled that you receive benefit from it and that you love it and that it's helping you because I really enjoy it. Sometimes I listen to it because it is Suno and it's like, well, it's not really mine. You know, in a way, I don't know if you feel that way about Zen in Your Den, but it's, you know, someone else is singing it. So,
anyway, yeah, the way that I look at it, Lori Sue, this is how I look at AI creation. If you are putting your intention into it, your words into it, your time to edit and refine into it, then you are absolutely in it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you just click a button and like AI just, you know, create something and you just post it out there, that's a little different because you didn't put much into it. But I'm finding that to have something be pretty good and reflect what's in my mind or heart, it takes time and it takes guidance. Is that what you found?
That's what I found too.
Yeah.
And the HBA knows me well enough too that when I shift it up, I'm like, yeah, no, I just, what can I do with this part right here? I don't like this very much. And yeah, I play with it a lot. And then the HBA guy will say, oh, this is so much more you. It's funny.
That's
so
awesome.
But yeah, I really like it. So thank you. And about the what we've been talking about, I had remembered to delete and I had remembered to simplify and optimize, but the really important one, the acceleration, you know, that one I had, you know, had forgotten all about. So I'm glad you talked about that again today. And that action goes with that certain way. You know, we can't just be thinking mm-hmm. in a certain way, but we have to take that action. So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Thank you, Lori Sue. Thanks for coming out.
Okay.
Anyone else want to come out? Star 6, we got 11 minutes left.
Oh,
to hear from you.
Yeah.
Oh, butter my biscuit.
Same time.
Is that high, Sue?
Take it away.
Hey, come on out, Hyacin. I'm coming after you. Oh, yeah.
I think it's Kathy. Is it Kathy?
Yeah, you're right. You got me, Paul. So I just wanted to share
something
on my mind. Thank you, thank you. Yesterday I was on a mentorship mastermind, and at the end of it, one of the things that came out, she talked about five top reasons why people fail. One, lack of focus. Two, confidence. Three, worried about other people's opinions. Four, fear. And five, work ethic. And I guess I had some beliefs come up about that because I found myself thinking about how am I falling into all of these? Why am I? And it took me down kind of a wrong road. So I was like, well, if that's true, if those five things are true,
then the opposite could very well be as true. The five major reasons of success, focus, confidence, not worried about other people's opinions, and no fear, and good work ethic. And I found for me it was, I wanted to put that out there to see what other people think, what your thoughts on that are, because focusing on the negative, the reasons for failure, that was like, oh, I mean, it wasn't a good space. But focusing on, turn that around, and if that's also true, that the opposite, that work ethic and focusing on creating those five success things. Tell me what you think about that, Paul. I just wanted to put that out there.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy. And Minister Christian, thanks for being a consummate gentleman. Come back out. We're ready for you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm out here in Eagle Land looking at the eagles flying overhead. So thankful to be on the call, Paul, with you and the family. Thank you. Shout out to all the people on the call that are taking time to be here. And what I'm going to do right here is set my timer because I got a full load and I don't want to go too far over. So I'm going to see what I can fit in these 3 minutes. Oh, yeah. I smell the buns baking, Paul. And I love you, Lori Sue, for what you do. And I just want to say something real quick. You know, I'm one of your biggest supporters when it comes to the music that you're doing because I know that it's about creativity. And like Paul said, if you take time to do it, you're putting your effort into it. You could easily write songs about doom scrolling and how the world's going to doomsday, you know. But Wallace D. Waddle says you don't associate with that. And yes, Lori Sue, you're not hearing the music you want to hear. So if you're not hearing what you want to hear, it's like you build it and they'll come. You make the space. When us as entrepreneurs and marketers, when we see things missing, that's a perfect spot. That's the eye of the marketer to say, wow, this is missing. I could fill a niche here. I could fill a service here. This is something I love doing. And if you love doing it, then it spills over into everything in your life. And Steven Spielberg never acted in the movies, as far as I know, but he gets full credit for making that movie. Quincy Jones makes great music with Michael Jackson, and we are the world, we are the truth. I don't recall him singing there, yet he gets credit for being a producer. So, Lori Sue, you are a producer. You're a director. Don't let anyone take that from you. Regardless if you're singing it or not, you're creating it, and we love it. So keep moving forward, and I want you to just keep your head up and just, it doesn't matter if two people like it or 200 or 2 million, do what you love. Paul, when it comes to, like you were talking about your son, I get it because I'm dealing with family right now. And it's like you come to this call, you get pumped up, you get hyped up, and we know what it means to associate with things and people that are on the level that we want to be on. And then our family knows us. In the Ghost Show, it says that the devil comes through our parents, the king, the sovereign, our wives, and our children. Why? Because they know us. And family's like, well, yeah, they may think Paul is the greatest guy in the world, but I live with him, so let me show you what I can do to make his day bad. Not saying that your son goes out to say that, or my family members, well, probably my brothers do, but I'm just saying they know you. So if you're on a high level and people aren't there with you, that's just their tendency to want you to come down to where their energy is. And yes, it is hard. Like you said, I was at 100 and I went down to 3% because we're human. We have the 10 worlds in us. We have all those things, good and evil, happiness, joy, pain, all that resides in our, we're the microcosm of the macrocosm. And as far as Elon Musk, I'm glad that we're still on that book because to keep moving forward, we have to take action. And I love his idea about just taking action. Wallace D. Waddle says an ounce of action is worth more than a pound of thought and thinking and theorizing on what to do, not waiting on the perfect thing. Yes, I personally get wrapped up sometimes. Well, I got to have the perfect website. I got to have this in order. I got to have this type of mastering. I can't go out and perform unless I have this type of guitar. Who says that? Well, I do. Well, then stop it. You know, just change it. Just go for it. Do it. Make it happen. I understand you have to put some and certain thoughts into certain things. But for the most part, like Elon Musk says, just take a choice, make a move, and straighten it out as you go. Love you, family. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you are born to be in this world. I love you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love you back, Minister Christian. Thank you so much. Love your energy.
Brother Paul.
Star 66. Angela, what is up?
What's up? Hey, Laurie Sue, I just want to thank you for all of your music. I count it an honor and a privilege to be one of the first ones that hear it. You are awesome and amazing, my sister. Brother Paul, you have charged my battery today. I just want you to know that. You came out with fire, brother. I have a poem that I had written back in 2022, and it's called I Am Abundant. I am abundantly blessed and flowing through me. Abundance is flowing through me in every area of my life. I have abundance of wealth, abundance of health, abundance of joy, abundance of peace, abundance of love, and I'm walking through abundance every day. Do you want to be abundant with me? Join me in my abundant life. That's my poem.
I love it. When did you write that?
In 2022.
Oh, that's so good.
July
and yes, the answer is yes. Full body yes. I want to be abundant with you.
Amen.
Thank you. Do you have any spots left? Is there a spot left?
Yes. You're already there. You're good.
Good. Thank you. Awesome. Thanks, Angela. You charged me up.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Star what? Six. We got
so Paul,
3 minutes left. Oh, my liver. I hear Gail and Rita Joy. And who else?
I think Angela needs to give that poem to Lori Sue to make a new song. That's all I have.
I am not opposed. All right. Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Rita Joy. Rita Joy, come on out.
Hi, family. So I wanted to comment on what Mike was talking. Well, I love everything that you've given us today, Paul. Much gratitude and appreciation to the family for all your input. But yesterday when Mike was talking about, helping people, I think the part he was reading was about, can you help me, Paul, recap it? It was just about that we really shouldn't go around helping everybody. And I am stuck in, not stuck, but that is kind of how I roll. My message on my phone says, you've reached Rita Joy. Tell me who you are and how I can help. I think I need to change my message. I get calls all day, every day, and they're friends and dear people and loved ones, and everybody needs help. And I've been helped my whole life. I've been blessed with, we call it Shoten Zenjin, angels around me that have been there to pick me up when I needed picked up. Anyway, so how in my heart I think, how can I not help? Because I've been helped. I have to pay it forward and keep it rolling, recycle the energy and the money. Anyway, but I know there comes a time when you cannot keep going, when you start depleting your own storehouse and, helping so many people because you can't say no. So I just thought I'd put that out there because I bet there's other people that might relate to that. And then maybe somebody could shed some insight on how to strike a balance because I know my nature is not going to change, and that is my nature, to help every little creature, So I thank you for letting
me. I totally relate, Rita Joy, because I was the same way and am the same way. And for a very long time, I would just drop what I was doing anytime someone needed a call, needed help, etc. And I felt in my heart that that's what I was supposed to do. But then what happened for me was I got forced into a position where I just could not do it and continue to fulfill my responsibilities because there was too much to do. So I had to kind of reevaluate that. And some things that helped me, Rita Joy, you literally cannot help everyone. It is mathematically impossible, right? There's billions of people on the planet. So to think that we just have to help everyone, first of all, that's just impossible. So can't be done. So if we know that's impossible, then the next question is, well, the next thing is, I am supposed to help people. That is in our nature. That is what we're supposed to do, but we can't help everyone. So then what the question is, where can we help people the best in the direction that we want to go? And one other little filter that I think is good is, here's what Jim Rohn said. Friendship in proportion to the right personal growth from that friendship. And I think what that means to me is, if you're not getting anything from the friendship, if you're just giving and not receiving at all, then that's way out of balance. And unfortunately, there are people who will just take and suck and suck and suck and bring you down and bring you down and bring you down. Those are kind of like, in my book, a clear, got to cut that off. But then also with your mission in life, like what is your mission in life? What is your, do you have a business mission? Do you have a business goal? And then you can start to kind of align some of that. I mean, I don't know if there are any concrete answers to this question. It is tough. But it is necessary, I think, to move forward in your life the way you want to move forward and do the things that you want to do that are important to you. Sometimes some of that has to be trimmed away. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm glad you shared that because I think a lot of people, I mean, we all deal with that probably.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. That really did help. And it's about balance. It's like, just follow your heart, but be wise. You know, but I've heard before, if you want to know if you're being wise or not, ask yourself if you're being compassionate. But sometimes compassion is maybe not to help. Maybe to help is to
create. It really is. Yeah. It really is. Sometimes the best thing to do is just you got to figure it out, man. You got to figure it out. And then another thing, Rita Joy, is some people just want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and never do anything. Life moves forward with doing things, like making stuff happen. And so, you know, I mean, some people are fun to talk to just because you love the relationship, and that's fine. But with your business mission, you got to be kind of like aligned with people who are doing stuff. And like, you know, if they ask for your advice and you share some advice and they apply it and it works and it's good, then that's great. But some people, no matter what you say, it never makes any difference. You know, it's like, so after a while, it's like, what's the point? Like, what, am I helping this person or am I just wasting my time? Yeah, I'm wasting my time in a lot of cases, honestly. You know, so yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
Thank you so much.
We'll figure this out together. We don't know, but we'll figure it out. All right, guys. Well, that's the call. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all the contribution. Thanks for all the great energy. Let's carry that with us through the day. Be a light. Share your love. Take positive steps forward. Don't be a hypocrite. Do. Talk a little. Do more than you. Talk a little. Keep doing more. Take action. And I will see you back tomorrow. Love you guys.
Great call.
Thank you, Ashley, for getting
us going. Great call, Paul. Love you, fam. Let's keep moving forward. Great call. Great job, Paul. Woo. That was awesome.
Long cut is worth it.
No shortcuts here. Hype-free marketing, let the truth appear. Meaningful content, I'm sharing my soul. Being the change, the only way to roll. Every choice aligned with infinite light. Architect of the universe, guiding my sight. I'm standing tall, leading with grace. Principles center, rock solid base. I'm debt-free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thought where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Look cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance and golden rule is in my den. Be the change, it starts with you. In alignment with the universe, we break through. Infinite intelligence guiding our way. We're making a difference day by day. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thought where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance and golden rule, the zen of my den. So I'll lead with love and let them all.